Okay.
Okay.
Number three could be the story that he just told about when Wade Woodhouse was coming right at him, and he had to decide whether he was going to pick him up or Olay the thing. Either way, great song choice, Mike Vaughn. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Don't you ever mention the Colts and Gideon Davidson in the same sense again, ever.
I can't wait to draft him in the first round in a couple years. Gideon, how are you, man?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. We're very glad to be here. Our audience has been waiting to hear from you, so this is awesome. First things first, big picture, how we feeling?
Pretty good. Not too bad. I was a little sore on Sunday, but yeah, other than that, I'm good.
Texter actually asked, you don't know this, but people who come through here tend to get a bump. It's like, you know, when your badge goes up in NCAA football.
Yeah.
And so there are people in our audience excited for you to get the OOB bump this weekend.
I appreciate it.
You guys got, we overuse the term lathered up. People don't know what that means, but you guys like really got going. And the run game started rolling downhill. What was it like to be in the zone like that with you and Adam and the offensive line on Saturday?
For sure. I mean, I think our O-line was kind of, you know, fed up with what Coach Sweeney was saying, but we weren't getting the run game going. And so I think they just did something different, and our running backs kind of just followed behind. And it was a great game. It was fun running behind that O-line.
So we're, what, 8 games in now? Are you – do you find yourself sort of seeing the field a little different than you did at the beginning of the year, maybe?
I would say I feel more comfortable running the rock, but I wouldn't say it's a whole lot different. I would just say I feel more comfortable. Yeah.
We talked about like blitz pickup and, you know, the protecting your quarterback. That's something you've worked really hard on.
Yes, sir.
And how do you feel about that part of your game at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've definitely improved. It's a major aspect of or major part of being a running back, especially at the college level. And so I've looked at it as like one of the biggest parts that I need to focus on. And so I feel like I've improved, gotten a lot better.
And tell me, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but my assumption has always been guys of your caliber coming out of high school, you probably were not asked to do very much of that in high school.
No,
I mean,
we
if I'm a head coach in high school and Gideon Davidson's in my backfield, I'm asking him to run, not block.
Yeah. I was looking back at some high school highlights the other week, and I've noticed, I didn't do any pass blocking. It was more of just like, I'd look and see if the receiver caught the ball or not. But, high school and college are very different. It's a lot more – you got to see it a lot faster. You got to know who you're picking up. And in high school, the O-line's not really giving out calls. And so that definitely plays a role in college because the O-line basically, you know, tells you where to block and who they're going to block and stuff. So – high school, it wasn't like that.
It's interesting. You were talking to us about, you know, sort of the iron sharpening that you got in pass pro from Sammy Brown and Wade Woodhouse.
Yep.
I think a lot of people talk about the mental hurdle, and maybe it is a mental hurdle when
it definitely
like 245 pounds coming at you.
Yeah.
But there's also a physical hurdle there too, where you have to be able to withstand that, right? So, how has that been sort of part of the learning curve for you there?
I mean, it's kind of you go back to Coach Batson, his workouts and his, you know, routine and stuff. I feel like that's definitely prepared me to be more physical. And then going back to that mental aspect, it's really just you telling yourself that you're either going to, you know, get ran over or you're going to apply the pressure and you're going to make that linebacker wish he never, you know, blitz. So, yeah.
Interesting stuff from Gideon Davidson talking about the learning curve at the running back position. Do you feel like you're naturally running? Do you still feel like you're having to process some stuff? Like, walk us through maybe the development there.
Yeah, I mean, I would still say I'm thinking a little too much in the run game, but I've had people say that it looks natural. So I don't think I really need to change anything. It's just kind of feel more comfortable, kind of not really think, but just go out there and run, do what the play is saying, and just try to get in the end zone.
What is I would imagine you're being recruited by C.J. Spiller. There's some shine on that, right? And, you know, in like 10 years, people are going to be like, who's that? Tell me about him again. But even for now, like, he's still a star.
Yeah.
So what? Walk us through what it's like to get to know him as a running back recruit.
Yeah, I mean, he's very, very chill. He's very loyal, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's great having Coach Spiller as a running back coach. Like, I mean, he's obviously a legend here, and to hear him, you know, coach what he did is a really great inspiration, and it inspires me to, you know, be the best I can be. Yeah, I've really enjoyed his personality, his coaching, his experience.
You were highly touted coming in. Does that – I mean, when do you know that? Like, do you know when you're way younger? Like, I'm just a little better than everybody else. Like, when do you really find out? Like, I really can go somewhere with this.
I mean, coming in, I kind of just – I knew I was the youngest. I was a freshman, obviously, and I just told myself I'm going to learn from these older guys and allow them to lead the way because their experience – I had no experience of college football coming in, so I kind of looked at it. That as I'm going to learn, I'm going to try to grow and obviously get to a place where they're at. But, yeah, I didn't really come into college thinking I'm better than everybody else because I just feel like that wouldn't help me grow or help me understand what they're trying to teach me.
Texter said, the best play the past weekend is when number 9 got the ball out of the backfield and trucked not one, not two, but 3 Duke defenders and still fell forward. I do think a lot of people see, particularly freshman backs, and you're not like the 230-pound, like Derrick Henry rolling out there. So they're like, okay, a little shifty guy. He's going to like make some guys miss. It seems like you almost prefer to finish through guys. Is that right?
Yeah. During the game, Coach Spiller had just told me to run. So I was like, at this point, I'm not going to try to, you know, do too much. I'm just going to try to get the yards I can. So when I saw those 3 defenders, I was kind of like, oh, well, there's nowhere to go but forward. So I decided to put my pads down. And I was looking at the point guy, the guy right in front of me, and I was like, if these two other guys hit me, they hit me. But I'm going to try to, you know, run through the guy right in front of me. So, yeah, that was a interesting experience.
The season's not gone, I think, the way anybody expected it to so far. How do you think, generally speaking, how do you think the locker room is handling that?
Yeah, I would say the locker room is disappointed. We're not obviously happy about it, but we've looked at it as a learning curve, allowing, you know, the next we're not looking – on to the future, but we're looking at it as like we can help the future as in an aspect of like we don't want to be here again. But we're kind of just focused on these next 4 games, hopefully 5, and trying to be the best we can be in these upcoming games.
Coach Swinney said after the game on Saturday, he said, I'm going to meet with all the freshmen because they didn't come to Clemson for this. This is not what they expected. Mm-hmm. Have those meetings happened? Is it on the books? Like, what have your conversations been like with him this week?
We haven't had those meetings yet.
Okay.
No. I've heard that he wanted to meet with us. But I guess it's on his clock. It's up to him whenever he decides to meet with us. But yeah.
What do you guys talk about? Like, as a freshman class, trying to sort of get on the same page and understand you got 4 games left this year. You want to do right by the seniors also, but also. I'm sure you guys are like, hey, we got to fix this. We got to be a part of turning this thing around.
For sure. I mean, back when we lost to Georgia Tech, I think, Tristan Lee had gotten with the freshman O-lineman and had told them, like, hey, look, we're going to count on you guys to, you know, really step up when after we leave. Like, this is – we're kind of passing the torch to y'all, kind of – speech he gave to them, but yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say like we're too worried about it. So I think we're just kind of looking at it as like the freshman group as like we got something something to handle, something to like look forward to.
All right, last question from me. Coach Sweeney used to say a lot about nameless, faceless opponent all the time. We all knew, though, that guys in the locker room know that's easier said than done.
Yep.
There's two teams on Clemson's schedule every year, South Carolina and then Florida State, yep, that just kind of mean a little more.
Yep.
Do you feel a little more juice this week? I mean, it really doesn't matter what the record is. Those are two that just kind of mean a little more.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Coming into Clemson, I didn't realize Florida State was a major rivalry. But I did know that South Carolina was a major rivalry, and I stuck to that. I really enjoy that aspect. But I didn't know Florida State was a big rivalry, but I can definitely feel it this week as we prepare to play them. I don't really enjoy Florida State either, so yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
I love your personal story and sort of how you got to Clemson, but also like what your life's built on.
Yep.
Being from Africa and coming across and just becoming the player that you become and the person you become. How has your story led you to Clemson, do you think?
I mean, my story definitely helps me in my mental game, kind of looking at it as an opportunity to, you know, improve in life. And my story obviously wasn't, like, the easiest, if that makes sense. So I kind of use that as, like, motivation to, you know, get better in whatever I'm doing, whether that's football, academics, life in general, relationships. So it's that my story definitely helped me play better football, definitely helps me, you know, be a better man.
Awesome stuff.
Yep.
I want to ask you a couple off-field questions, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
We need to know your favorite non-football hobby.
Like,
what are we doing off the football field?
Low-key, just kind of chilling, playing video games.
What do you like to play?
I play Call of Duty or Fortnite.
Okay, yeah, so a little
first-person.
Well, FPS, man. Are you good?
No.
Okay.
for those people who are good out there, I'm not good compared to them, I mean, I want to think I'm good, but I know I'm not good.
I used to play Halo with my friends back in the day. Halo 2, we used to hit up Halo 2 when I was in college way back in the late 2000s. And I was always the one that nobody really wanted. Like, they wanted me to play because I would have excited outbursts, I would say, if I got a kill.
Yeah.
But I was always good for to be well into the negatives.
Yep.
So I feel that. Yeah. Like, I enjoyed it, but, you know, I appreciate that no one wants to be on my team.
Yeah.
You're better than that.
I want to think I am.
But yeah.
I don't think,
You're better than – no one wants you on your team.
I don't know anything about this world.
That's right.
At all.
We're just out here siloed. Last question. Tell us a little bit about Florida State. What do you expect this week based on what you know so far?
Yeah. I've heard their run game is very good. It's going to kind of be – Coach Spiller kind of said it's like us versus them, kind of prove who has a better run game. But I know their defense is pretty good. They got some – hard-hitting safeties, got some big linebackers, a pretty big D-line. So, that's basically all I know about them so far. But I'm excited to play them regardless of what they got. So,
great stuff. Gideon Davidson, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Best of
luck this week. And I look forward to having you soon, man. Come on back anytime.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all.
Awesome.